Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Catherine, I gotta confess, I used to try to be like other people online back when I started. Did you ever struggle with that? Come on now.
Oh, totally. Totally. Because you're like, well, if I'm gonna succeed, I have to be just like them. That's the only way. And then we learn, you know, then we learn.
That's right. Well, and again, it's not bad to get tips and tricks and tactics from people, but I just feel that there's nobody else on planet Earth like Catherine Jones. And I really mean that. And you, I think for you to learn that, I'm going to guess and say you're in your 20s. You don't need to tell me if you're like...
Oh, I'm rocking 29. Okay. 29, all looking right. Like I'm 12.
All right. Well, I'm glad I didn't like, you know, as you tell me, well, Carrie, I'm not only 17. And I'm like, oh, crap. No. But anyway, I feel that you... really are yourself. At least that's how you come off online, and to me it's a little bit quirky. I'm not gonna say nerdy, but I like nerdy. But like, you're you and you're crushing it. Like, you're getting invited to some of the world's biggest stages and you're not even playing the games like other people are. How did you do that?
Totally. Also, first of all, I just have to say, I see Elise is from Colorado. I grew up in Denver. I grew up in Arvada, if you know where Arvada is. So Elise, I don't know where you are in Colorado, but like, just already loving you for that. And then Robert, Beth, M. Louise, Faye, that's my middle name. So already loving you there. Susan, Jennifer, hello. We have Beth. Yes. Okay. So such a good question. It's such an interesting, I think, question.
Has anybody even talked to you about this topic yet?
Yes. And I think what's really interesting, is that I think as people start to realize what it looks like to, and it start to realize what it means to lead a movement, you have to know who you are. Actually know who you are. And I think that's been one of the most like profound things for me, Carrie, and like almost obnoxiously so. Like, when I look at my business and I look, and let's just even talk finances, right? On the back end of my Stripe account, you can literally see like where there's spikes in my Stripe account. And you would think like, oh, she implemented this tactic, or oh my gosh, she finally figured out her Facebook ads there, or whatever the case. But really, I can look at every single one of those and I can be like, oh, I remember a profound lesson that I finally figured out about myself.
Whoa.
Like, I finally got clarity about who Catherine was. And again, this question, I love this, where you're like, how do you get more gigs, sell more books, get more followers by being 100% you? Number one, you have to realize that the only way you're going to get more gigs, the only way you're going to sell more books, and the only way you're going to get more followers is if you try to be 100% you. Like, that's the vehicle. And I even remember when I started working with one of my first coaches, she's like, what's the biggest holdup in your business right now? I was like, oh, my Facebook ads. They're so bad. I just cannot figure out my Facebook ads. And within like 20 minutes, I was like, oh, actually it's me. I'm like, I'm so afraid. I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am online. And I was like, oh my gosh, like all this stuff. And literally figuring out how to answer the question of who are you, like being able to actually answer that has been like so profoundly impactful. And again, I remember somebody was like asked me in a podcast, and they're like, who is Catherine Jones? You know?
Yeah.
And other than being like, oh, I'm Catherine, I don't know. Like, I didn't know how to answer that. And so I knew that going about figuring out who I was, was really essential. And again, like, if I were listening to this before, I would have hated myself for these answers. I was like, this is dumb and this is hippie, actually. Like, this is annoying. But I knew I needed to be able to, like, literally answer the question without being like, oh, well, let me go check in my journal. I wrote, like, 3 pages about this.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so, it has to be close to your heart. Yeah.
And so I finally landed on 3 things. And what's been so awesome about that is that anytime I feel any sort of inclination to shrink, anytime I feel any moment of conflict, anytime there's any epicenter of like of decision, I always start to filter it through who's Catherine Jones. And if I can actually filter those decision-making moments through these three components that I believe myself to be, then I start to actually play the game of Catherine Jones. And when you play the game of Catherine Jones, or when you play the game of Faye Bryant, or when you play the game of Andrew Truitt, like that's when you're able to actually win. So for me, it's like, who is Catherine Jones? It's like, I am brave, I'm always learning, and I'm a light to the world.
Sweet.
So anytime my back end tech goes down, before freaking out, I'm like, I'm brave, I'm always learning, I'm a light to the world. How would the truest version of Catherine Jones respond to this?
That's huge.
And then we play, right? So like, let's play the game. Like, let's like break this down. Where you're like, okay, let's get less hippie, because you're like, oh, I'm Catherine. She has three manifestation statements, right? It's like, how do we break this down to actually booking more gigs?
Yes.
Actually. So let's walk through this, right? First and foremost, let's just talk numbers logistically on the ground. Like, you cannot book gigs if you don't ask to have gigs. Like, this was the most profound thing for me. Like, I remember when I was first starting, and I don't know if you can resonate with this, but like, I used to get so frustrated. I would see people killing it, and I would be like, again, prideful, but I'd be like, I'm so much better than them.
Oh yeah, no, we all say that. Like, what's wrong with that person? How are they on that? Whatever.
Yes. And you're like, what I'm doing, like, it has merit. Like, why not? And I would, particularly at the beginning, I was like, why are they making money? And I had this woman once, God bless her. She was like, she's really brash and like kind of rough around the edges, and she swears a lot. And I was kind of like, honestly, like venting my frustrations to her. And she was like, well, she's like, last 2 months. And I was like, why aren't I making money? Why am I not making money online? And she was like, last 2 months, how many people have you actually asked to give you money? How many? And I was like, blah, blah. She's like, no, give me a number. And do you know my number was, Carrie?
Zero.
Wow. And she's like, Catherine, with more expletives than this, she's like, you can't make money if you don't ask people to give you money, right?
Yes.
So we filter this down to gigs, speaking on stage, right? Like, how did I get in contact with you? I straight up was like, hey, I like what you guys are doing. I want to see how we can collab.
Wow.
So I asked, but the only way that I had the courage and the fortitude to show up as a 29-year-old, as you say, quirky, somewhat spaz, right? To this like really dignified, been around the block, knows this stuff, established Carrie, right? Is if I filter it through, I'm brave, I'm always learning, I'm a light to the world. And if I play that game, then it would be because I know I can serve your humans and provide value to them. It would literally be going against my authentic self. And so you wonder how many of our people here in this like beautiful community, how many are just shrinking? Like, if you actually were Faye, if you actually were Elise, if you actually were Vivian, like true, asking for gigs is no longer scary. It's a manifestation of who you are. Selling books or asking to be featured or going to get a publisher, like, it's no longer scary. It's like, you would be so lucky.
Yes.
You would be so lucky to have my book.
Yeah.
It's something with followers, right? Like, people, like, yes, I am just a quirky girl that talks a million miles a minute, and I don't know how to fix it. And I finally realized when I stopped trying to fix it and I just let myself be myself, a few things happen. Number one, you get a lot more followers. Number two, you get a lot more haters.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's it right there. That's it right there. Because I have a faith background, and, you know, I've had, I don't push it a lot, but I had people join my program and say, what? You're talking about your faith. I'm out of here. And they ask for their refund. They're out. And I've had other people to tell me like not to do certain things at my conferences. But what you're doing is you're standing for something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You attract certain people and you repel the others. But when you're just in between mushy, mushy thing, people aren't attracted to that. Do you agree?
And yeah, totally. And there's a scale that one of my mentors gave me, and he said it's the sweet spot is what we call prolific. So on this end, we have boring, and a lot of you people know the borings, right? Like, you get on a Facebook Live And like, you're like, you know, I'm going to support this person. I'll get on. And then about 20 seconds in, you're like, I'm so sorry. I can't even listen to you. Like, I'm out of here. Like, you're actually just boring. And we might love them and they might even have really good stuff, but you're like, I'm not listening to them. You're actually boring me, right? So we have boring. Then on the other side here is crazy. It's like, you're nuts, right? Where it's like, I can't even associate with you because like, you're way too out there.
Yeah.
Way too out there. Way too nuts, right? So it's like we have boring, we have crazy, and then a few steps, or where am I? Boring? I'm backwards on it. Boring, you know, crazy here. Then you want to take it like two steps back from crazy, farther away from boring, but two steps back from crazy is this beautiful space called prolific, where you're like, you look at something, you're like, they're doing something different than what I've ever seen, but like, maybe I want to be a part of it. It feels less than crazy. It feels elite. It feels cool club-y. It feels secret society where it's like, what do they know that I don't know? And one of, I think, the most important and poignant and biggest catalysts for being able to thrive in this realm of prolific is being really authentically yourself.
Oh, wow.
Just totally being authentically yourself. And to give you like a really quick example to show you how quickly this can happen. I have a sister-in-law. She's amazing. Shoot. Like, you think I have a big personality? I'm like a six. She's like a scale of 10. Huge personality. She's amazing. She's been in major motion films. She's an actress. She's an amazing singer. She's sang in front of hundreds of thousands of people. Like, she's unreal, right? And she literally went to Funnel Hacking Live to support me. She was like, oh my gosh, my sister loves speaking. This is amazing. So she comes, realizes that she can take what she's been teaching to actors and singers to the entrepreneurial world, right? Like, she's all about charisma. So how do you actually present your true self on camera? What does that look like? Anything from the way that you speak to how you interact with the camera to where your eye thing is.
Yes.
So she literally switches her audience. And I mean, she's a huge personality, right? But because she was authentically herself, it was crazy what happened. And within the, literally, she had zero audience, zero following between February and now. She's amassed a following of almost 10,000 people, right? She's already pitching $10,000 coaching services. And Russell Brunson just individually reached out to her to say, your stuff is incredible. Can I please feature you in my next high ticket offer that he's offering today in his live event today, tomorrow, and the next day?
Wow.
She learned how to harness her true self. She didn't apologize for her huge personality.
Yeah, because she didn't say, I'm new to this space called entrepreneurism, so I'm going to just tiptoe in because I don't want to create any waves.
Totally. And, again, I think you're going to get a lot more followers. You're going to get a lot more haters. But literally with the haters, it always is amazing to me, the people that take the time to like write terrible things to you on the internet. I'm like, what are you doing? Isn't there a Netflix show you could be watching instead? Like, what are you doing? I don't know.
Right.
But
I like that. Life tests you when you say, this is me. This is my true self. Mm-hmm. Life has a way of testing you to say, do you really? Is this really you? Because a lot of people then run back to safety and say, I don't want to stick out.
And I think at the beginning too, especially when you're trying to figure out like, who are you? When you get hater comments, it hurts.
Yes.
Because you're not grounded, you're not rooted. And so at the beginning, I almost like you said, I almost veered away from prolific because it hurt too much.
Yes.
I don't want to do that. But once I finally understood like, okay, I'm Catherine Jones, we're okay. Like,
yes.
Honestly.
Well, and it comes out in your videos.
Talk about that.
Because there's people right now watching this that have never even done a live video.
Totally.
And how do you not only show up online, but like a live video where anyone in real time can be like, screw you, or, you know, whatever, thumbs down. How do you do that? Is courage a muscle? Is it you get stronger over time or what?
I think I'd answer twofold to that question. Number one, it's definitely a learned skill for sure. If you look at my beginning videos, oh my gosh, they're actually like so tender, but like, God bless me, right? The reason why it was so hard though is I was trying to be somebody else.
Oh yeah.
I was trying to pretend like I wasn't 23 years old.
Yes.
When I should have just been like, I'm 23 and freak. Yeah. I love the internet and I know to make money on here. I was trying to be dignified and old.
Yeah.
So
wow. That
was one of my number one problems. But the second thing, and this is a game that's so much bigger than Facebook Lives, is this concept I like to call modes. I think the most powerful leaders and people in the world are those that don't have modes. They don't have mom mode and business mode. They don't have in-person mode and online mode. They just know who they are. And I don't know if you've ever had that experience where you meet somebody that you know online and you meet them in person and you're like, ooh. You're like, you're not, wait, this, who? I don't even know who
this is. Their stage personality and this is their real personality. Yes.
Totally. And again, I don't necessarily think that that's a bad thing. There's a lot of stuff that having an alter ego, and even Beyonce has an alter, like Sasha Fierce. But then I think what's really beautiful about that concept, if you don't know Beyonce, where have you been? If you don't know her, literally Google her right now. But you have Beyonce. But if you watch Beyonce in early interviews, it's confusing because she's like reserved. And you're like, no, Beyonce is like Beyonce, right? But she started to talk about how she had to tap into what she called an alter ego to be able to perform on stage. And she literally released an album called Sasha Fierce. That's the name of her alter ego. And then what's really beautiful about that, though, is that she had and her alter ego was who she ultimately wanted to be, right? Like, that was who she wanted to be. But she almost had to turn on this other part of her brain to get there. But again, the beautiful part about it is about 2 or 3 years later, she, like, made this, like, public declaration. She's like, Sasha Fierce is dead. Sasha Fierce is me. I am her. Like, we finally got to each other. And again, the modes turned off.
Wow. Where there
wasn't Fierce, there wasn't Beyonce. There wasn't Catherine not on stage, Catherine on stage. It's just, you are who you are. And I think, again, that's one of the most beautiful things when, especially, like, I love meeting my business friends in their, like, home settings. And you see them as moms or you see them as fathers. Yeah. And you're like, you are like the same principles that you use to guide your tribe of hundreds of thousands of people are the same principles you're using to guide your 6-year-old.
Wow. And I think
that is really what's really powerful is knowing that, like, when you're practicing guiding your 6-year-old, though, like, it's not like you have to switch out. It's like, use those same things to do it. Like, whatever you're doing inside the four walls of your home are going to be a catalyst for the impact that you have outside the four walls of your home. And whatever you're doing outside the four walls of your home are going to be a catalyst for inside. And so, again, intentionally turning off modes to just be Carrie or to just be Catherine or to just be Brenda or to just be Faye. Like, that is ultimately what I think allows you to have people to, like, just be drawn to you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, one of our commenters, Vivian, she's from Milwaukee, which I grew up in Milwaukee, but she was a newscaster who had a stroke and then essentially lost her voice. But she talks about how we lose our metaphorical voice in life. So get this, Vivian was on Good Morning America. Like, I've never been on Good Morning America.
Get it, girl.
So Robin interviewed her 1 week, and then the next week she gets her first star hater on Amazon, and she even put in our tribe, like, I was here, and now I feel here. But then the tribe loved on her and applied, like, what you're teaching today, which was, hey, Vivian, that's okay, you know, and you are going to have haters. And she says down below that the tribe picks her up. Let's talk about that, because I know you have a tribe.
Yeah.
You're coming to our tribe, Igniting Souls Conference. Mm-hmm. What's the power of a tribe that honestly loves you, cares about you? What's that power like for your students? Let's just answer that first.
Totally. In my opinion, a true tribe is a group of people that remind you who you are.
Ooh. Hold on. That's going on a t-shirt. Say that again. A tribe is a group of people who remind you who you are.
Yes.
If your assistant's in the room, like, they need to. That's good. That's different. That's one of the clearest definitions I've ever heard for the word tribe. I love it.
Because again, like, ultimately, we want to be able to be so aligned that whether we have outside sources reminding us or not, we're chill. We're solid. We're rock solid. But again, I think just by nature of being human, we waver. You're on Good Morning America, then you get a 1-star review. And again, what happened to the trial? Like, if we want to break down what happened, it didn't negate the 1-star trial. Like, and here's the thing, Vivian, like, there might be truth in that 1-star review. Like, there actually might be right. But the beautiful thing about that is, regardless of what other people think about your work, or regardless of what other people think about you, like, the purpose of the tribe, why that was so impactful, is that they aligned you again with, oh, I'm Vivian. That's it. And if I get a 1-star review, even if it's true, I can deal with that. It's chill. And again, like, I think it's a really, like, literally, now we use hater comments to fuel our content and to help us better train what's happening. We literally have a whole folder in our Google Docs called haters.
Hey, so do I.
Yes. So do I. And we use it for content all the time. I address them like, all right, guys, we got Susan 248. She's got a lot of feelings right now. Let's walk through them.
Yeah. Right?
But what's awesome about that is, whether or not other people are aware of it consciously, even some people who might be on the fence about you might be thinking some of those same thoughts. So for you to address them in a tone that it's not demeaning, it's not condescending, it's not offensive, it's just very matter of fact. Like, all right, guys, listen, I was on Good Morning America last week, and then a week later got a 1-star review. Let's walk through this. What does this 1-star review have to say?
So you're saying, literally, here's Vivian's assignment. Vivian should absolutely do a Facebook Live on this topic.
Totally. Literally. If you want to see a model of what that looks like for anybody, we have a segment of my YouTube channel. Just go to my YouTube channel. It's Miss Catherine Jones. We call them rants. We just take hater comments and we address them.
I love it.
Super matter of fact. We're not trying to get mad at anybody,
And here's what I've had. I don't know if you've had this. There's some people who just bash the haters, but I hear the maturity in you to say, maybe there's a little bit of truth in that. And I've had times where haters have actually been my greatest teachers. Mm-hmm. And I've had times where I've actually won over the haters. Not that I tried, like, not that, oh my gosh, I gotta bow to them, and, you know, but actually love on them. And sometimes those people are just like, yeah, I'm just going through a hard time right now. Totally. Have you ever had a hater do that where they're like, hey, it was me?
Oh, I respond to them all the time where I'm like, hey, could you just expound on that? I'd really love to have a conversation with you about this. They either bounce or they're like, I'm sorry. Like, it's okay.
So you were a human and they wanted a human just to acknowledge them. That was the real issue.
Yes. 100, like a million
thousand. Wow.
Anyway, but yeah, that's what I think is like so amazing. And again, plays into this level of authenticity. It's like, we're not ignoring the fact, everybody can see the mean comments on the ads.
Yes.
We're not ignoring them. We're not ignoring the fact that people are mad. So let's actually pull it into the conversation and start to dominate the narrative on what that means. So all of a sudden that 1-star review is one of the things that pulls people to you most. Yes.
It forces them to choose sides. And you are so right. I used to delete the comments on Facebook ads that said, who are you? You're just trying to scam people. Because I'm like, you know, that's not even true. So I'll just delete it. Now I leave it. And the people who know our programs jump on and say, like, what? And then it creates this whole big thing. You've seen that too?
Oh, totally. Totally. But again, I also think that's the game of leading a tribe, leading a movement, is being willing to take feedback and having the courage to filter it.
Wow.
And I think if you can do both those things and with an alignment of who you are, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, like I had a hater comment last week that was like, your voice is annoying. It's like, there's just not much I can do about that. You know, it's like, I don't know what to do. But then you have a hater comment that's like, hey, like, I think like there was something that, I can't remember what it was. Oh, we said we were doing a joint venture with somebody and they wrote our copy for us. And in the copy there were swear words. And that's usually something we're like, we just don't do that.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote back like really upset.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe you, like, this is one of the reasons I follow you. You're like clean and like moral and like blah, blah, blah. And because I knew who I was, it was like, oh my gosh, like it was just totally we just didn't even look at the copy. We just trusted that it was fine. And we like totally changed our processes, apologized. And we were grateful for that angry email, because it helped us align to be more who we were, right? Like, we're always learning.
So good.
But it was just like, we didn't go through enough checks and processes on our end before we were thinking about what we were sending to our audience. We were just like, oh, you wrote the copy for us. Thank you so much. We don't have to do it. But that was a comment where I was like, I've never been more grateful to get that really angry email, right? Like she was,
wow.
But it was awesome because it helped us to pivot to be more in line.
Wow, that is so good. So actually she was helping you get better and you created a new system and process. I love it.
Oh yeah. So great. So grateful. So.
Well, listen, this is funny, folks, because we're going to talk about her session, but I feel like this was gold. I wish I would have learned this when I was 29 because I didn't. And a lot of people here have to make the big mistakes and figure it out themselves. But Catherine, somebody just said in the comments, girl, I want to hang with you. And it was a female. Yes. It was a female, by the way. So, you know, it's not like it was this what no. guy. Yeah, it's a scary dude.
For all of us is Igniting Souls Conference is coming up. So that will be great for us.
Yes, but talk about that a little bit because this year we decided, kind of like you, because of COVID, coronavirus, all this stuff. I know you had to do this with your own event, but we had to go virtual. We're calling it experiential.
Totally.
So what are some advantages of having an experiential conference?
Oh my gosh. So great. Well, here's the thing that I think is really amazing about somebody who is a good teacher, who's a good mentor, who's a good teacher, is that it doesn't actually matter. If you're good, you figure out how to make an experiential event in person or an experiential event online. It's all about what are the objectives we are trying to achieve with these human beings.
That's
so
good.
Once we understand, like we call it the doctrine, like the laws, like the objective, the big picture. Once we understand the doctrine of what we're trying to do, it's really easy to filter it down to principles and really easy to filter it down to applications. So for our event, right, like I'm pretty sure we're going to make it. We're making the call next week, but like we're pretty sure. But literally we did like a 3-hour brainstorm. We're like, okay, well, we knew the objective for this particular speaker was to help them fill XYZ. And accomplish XYZ. So
wow.
How do we do the same thing across a different medium? And again, it's all this matter of not having modes, and you can play the same game across mediums. It might require some creativity. Might require big
good.
Planning. But this whole game of being experiential, right? Like, what does it mean to have something be experiential, right? Like,
absolutely.
You feel something, you connect with something, and you're inspired to do something. That's my definition of experiential. Feel.
Yeah.
Connect, do. And
connect, do. Love it.
And so if you can, who cares what medium you facilitate that over, right? Like if you can get people in the right frame of mind before the event, get them super present. If you can help them connect with people during the event, some of my best people have never met in real life. Never. Yet.
Right.
And you can.
Like us.
We've never met in real life. Right? I think that's one of the most beautiful things. And so rather than being like, oh, it's online.
Right.
It's like, have faith in your leaders that they know
absolutely.
What it means. Have faith in your mentors that if they say they're going to provide this objective for you, it might be a little bit different, the application, but the overall objective will be fulfilled if you are following a good leader, which you guys know Carrie is.
Well, thank you.
So I think that's like one of the most exciting things about, I think, this conference coming up for you guys is like, I heard a little bit of the stuff of what's happening on the back end to ensure that this really is like very experiential.
Yes.
And you guys really are in good hands, honestly.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, we are so thrilled to have you. I mean, even though you're going to be talking about a different topic at conference, and maybe we can finish up by saying, I'm going to read the title and you tell us just a little bit about what this means. Design hacking. So that is awesome. Design hacking, how to use and optimize funnels to grow your influence, impact, and income. So right now, we have authors, coaches, speakers, and entrepreneurs who are listening. What will they get from your session on design hacking, how to use, optimize your funnels to grow your influence, impact, and income?
Totally. Okay. First of all, guys, I'm just so excited about this because so I'm an author myself. So one, we can just bond about that. So I'm going to teach you all about what we teach our tribe to do, which is called the verb design hacking. And to design hack literally means to present stories that convert. Mm. How do you literally present stories, an exchange of information, so a book, marketing material, an actual offer, in a way that converts? Converting literally meaning to change people from one form to another. A subscriber to a buyer to a hyper buyer, a hyper buyer to an evangelist, right? Who's just like, oh my gosh, like, you have to know about Elise. Like, have you read Elise's book? Like, you have to do this, right? Like, how do you literally present stories in a way that change people from one form? And then how do we do it across different mediums? What does that look like when you're doing a website or a funnel, which we'll talk about in just a second? Or what does that look like if you're doing on a video or a podcast or a Facebook Live or Instagram, right? And I think what's really beautiful about this concept of design that everybody, in my opinion, has gotten wrong is they consider design to be an art. It's kind of like nebulous, ambiguous thing that's like, you kind of got it or you don't. When in reality, when we're looking to present stories or offers that convert, design is a science. It's a series of steps to take. It's a series of decisions to make. And it's a series of tools to use. And if you understand what that framework is, then you're able to take your story out into the world that will actually help it to convert people. Again, from just random perusers to evangelists for your brand. So what I'm really excited to talk to you guys about at the upcoming conference is, how do we take this genius book, this genius movement, this genius framework that you've built and put it out into the world in a way that they will accept it? I think so. One of the things that gets me so jazzed about what we do with my company, Design Hacking Studios, is we take people like these humans here with us today who are like, they're geniuses and they have incredible products, but they are not seeing the light of day, not because the person themselves is dumb, not because the product or the book they have is bad, simply because they don't know how to present it to the world in a way that converts.
Wow.
And that lever of presentation and design will literally, it truly is the catalyst for success, especially in the online market. One of the things I think is most fascinating, Carrie, is like Google's come out with a study, Stanford's come out with a study, there's been literally so many others that show that people determine the credibility of your online web presence, of your website, in 0.05 seconds. Like, you can't even start and stop your timer on your phone that fast. 0.05 seconds. I believe me, I tried. And this is the crazy part, though. So you're like, oh my gosh, how can we make decisions that fast? But the second thing is that over 90% of what they're judging in that 0.05 seconds is your design.
Wow.
Presentation. So you might have the best book that the world has ever seen. You might be the guru of all gurus. You might have the service of all services. Your copy might be coming from the gods, right? But if your presentation, if the actual way that you present yourself and your products online is not what your customer expects it to be, you lose the game. They won't even stay on your site long enough to see what you're even selling. So that's what I'm super excited about, is to help you guys who are sitting on this mountain of gold with what you've made with your books and know how to actually market it and put it out into the world in a way that it converts. And we're going to show you how to do that through a funnel, which is simply a series of web pages that are strung together to guide a customer's hand through the sales process.
So and again, especially if they're not techie, meaning somebody's sitting here saying, oh my gosh, I don't, you know, technology.
Zero coding, zero Photoshop, zero graphic design skills. And the way I can teach it like that is because I have no idea how to code. I've never opened Photoshop and I have no graphic design skills. And yet I'm literally considered one of the top designers in the internet marketing space. Why though? Because design is not an art. Design is a science, and understanding the frameworks will help us to get there. So anyway, so now I'm like, I'm just super, super excited.
Now we have to wait till October. Come on now, folks.
I know, but
so we have people, and we're gonna sign off here in a moment because Catherine's got amazing other things to do. But I just want to encourage everybody. People are saying, "Gold, this is awesome. Now you've got me thinking. Design is a science. Like, I need to learn this science." Amy says that. Here's what we want to challenge you to do, folks. We literally are signing the papers for the tech company that we're using, the platform. And you know this to be true, Catherine. There are limits. Like, people think, oh, because it's virtual, they're going to make tons of money and they can have as many people in the world. Like, no, you actually have expenses. Like, there's companies that have to run cameras and switchers and all this stuff. But we have platforms that have limits. So when I tell people, like, there are limited tickets, So just you know, back me up on that, because I know you have your own conferences.
Oh, totally.
Are there limits?
No, there actually literally are limits, especially too, like if you're really going to play the experiential game.
We are. And I mean,
you, like, you're really upping the tech game. Like,
yes. It's
like a random Zoom room. And because that requires more bandwidth, it requires more backend, it requires more facilitation. So yeah, like, he's not lying. And I just know that because what we're doing too.
We're going to be doing it.
But I didn't believe that either until I did my own stuff. I'm like, just give him the link, you know?
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, but folks, grab your ticket today. Early bird is July 8th. Then tickets go up if there's any left. Catherine, where can people find out more about you?
Totally. I think the very best place is we have a free Facebook group. It's called Design Hackers Official. We talk all about how to present stories that convert there. So if you want to learn like more, I know a lot of people are like, what is this? What? If you want to learn more than maybe, that's where you want to go. Design Hackers Official. But you can stalk me on Instagram or YouTube. Vivian, go check out my rant videos. You can see.
Yes.
My tag, just Miss Catherine Jones, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Catherine, this was amazing. And you are just one of like a dozen or more amazing speakers. I can't wait. Like, I'm going to have trouble sleeping tonight just because your energy is, you know, infectious. So thank you so much. And you are a fellow author. So we're excited what we're going to do together in the future. And I get to talk to your people in a few days. I cannot wait as well.
Amazing. It's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for having me. You guys are amazing. Vivian, tag me in your Facebook Live. I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be great.
Yes. Fantastic. Get your ticket, folks. We'll see ya.
Thank you. Bye, Carrie.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.